Welcome to the Crude Life Podcast here on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies. I'm your host, and I thank you folks for joining us here on the Crude Life Media Network Podcast here. What a fantastic program we have lined up for you today. We've got Ashley Jonas of SimpleAshes.com. She's an online yogapreneur, or basically a yoga entrepreneur. Not only is she a yoga instructor, but private lessons, events, digital yoga series, an online store, that sort of thing. So stick around. We're going to be with Ashley Jonas, yogapreneur, in just a second. But first, want to take a quick minute and mention our sponsors, Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Go to coachingwithhatch.com for more information. That's coachingwithhatch.com for more information. And you will find wealth and abundance in your business as well. Coaching with Hatch. Also, MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job openings, visit their website, www.mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. All right, welcome back to the Crude Life Media Network Podcast. My name is Jason Spies. We're going to be joining Ashley Jonas in just a second. She's of SimplyAshes.com. That's SimplyAshes.com. She's an online yogapreneur. This is Ashley Jonas on the Crude Life Podcast.
We'll transition Ashley in now.
Great.
All right. Have fun.
Okay. Can you get a bye? Yep. Of course you can. Flexible.
Hello.
Hello, Ashley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you are more of the online entrepreneur.
Yes,
In the world of yoga. Mm-hmm. Okay, talk to me about your online entrepreneurship. How did it start?
I used to work full-time as a graphic designer. I love technology type stuff. So social media, graphic design, anything kind of in the advertising realm. So that really helped me with my love for fitness and yoga to combine those two and build a website and offer other offerings besides teaching all the time. I've done a lot of just different courses online. I love to learn, so I've done a lot of courses that involve online business or Facebook marketing, and finding multiple streams of income to help supplement a ton of teaching. Because like Kristen said, if you want to teach, having a studio isn't, if you love teaching, having a studio isn't really where you should go, because I love teaching. So I teach anywhere between 12 and 18 classes a week, and mostly here at Mojo, but some a couple other places. But I also have that online option where I'm, because in order to be a full-time, quote-unquote full-time yoga teacher, to support yourself teaching, I think, at least 17 classes a week, and that's exhausting. So to find a little, and there's no health insurance, there's no benefits, there's nothing. Unless maybe if you're married or something, but I'm not. I live by myself with my dog and my two cats. And so having another option to make money on the side is really helpful, whether it's being like a distributor for essential oils, that's or affiliate marketing, where I'm getting 15% off commissions off other things that I'm promoting, or I'm consulting, or private lessons in the park. So there's just, I've lots of different options to do besides teaching in a studio.
So you need yoga.
Yes. I practice daily. I am, most people would think my schedule is super crazy, and it is, but I love it. I love the way, how crazy it is. I'm used to it, and I like bouncing around from place to place, but when I talk to people about it, they just look at me with wide eyes and like, what are you doing?
I was going to say, I find this intoxicating,
yeah.
Whereas I imagine the average person is like, what are you talking about? Because you are so wired as an entrepreneur, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know how like when they talk about American Idol and people have that it factor type of a thing? You just, when it comes to the entrepreneur world, you're wired that way. And the path that you've taken, you can easily see that. You started out more of the communication side of things, which is appearance and graphic design. Well, then you saw through the distribution channels, how that worked. Of course, growing up in the social media world, you saw how that worked. And then it just seems like you took a hobby, something that you really are passionate about. And because of the way you're wired, you're like, oh, I know I can make a living out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have any passion for a 9-to-5 desk cube job?
I had that job. Right out of college, I was hired at the college as a graphic designer in their marketing department. But because I was a college athlete, I loved fitness. I also was teaching classes at their wellness center. And it's a kind of an interesting story. I thought I was going to move, so I just quit my job. And I was like, yeah, I'll make it. And that's probably not the best way to go about, you know, becoming an entrepreneur, is just saying, I'm just going to wing it. We'll see what happens. But that's kind of what I did.
It's not the best way, but I can tell you, it's the most popular way.
Yeah.
I mean, and keep in mind, most small businesses fail because of that. And I'm guilty just like you are.
Well, luckily, right when I quit and I had no idea, Mojo actually was opening 2 months later after, or almost overlapping when my job ended. And that was before I knew that I was hired here. It was a random, maybe the universe was saying something to me, but my cousin was the one that installed the stereo system, and he was like, oh, you just got trained in yoga. Check out this place called Mojo Fit Studios. And there was no website, there wasn't anything. So I was the first person hired here, and I right away was teaching 12 to 15 classes a week as a new teacher, which was crazy. But now, almost, 4 years later, I've got a good handle on the balance of things, and then now starting to add more things in with that online world, with my website and with, you know, different promotions.
How are you making money online?
Currently, well, I host workshops elsewhere, so I have a scheduling system that people will go through instead of, let's say...
People can sign up online.
Yeah, they sign up online.
So they go to your website, and one of the ways...
They sign up for my events, and it goes through my system, and then I can host it wherever. I've got, and I guess that the payment could be through in person. I'm just making it easier by having it online.
Where it's an online store.
Yeah, my private lessons. Someone randomly found me and booked my 5-pack private lessons in the park recently. And then they also became a member at Mojo because I usually send them here.
These lessons in the park, are these private or are these groups?
Private.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'm also an affiliate for a few brands that I really love. Only things that I would really promote or... have a passion for. So I have a subscription to this like yogi jewelry box that I've been getting for years, and I think it's just super fun. It's like Christmas every month, and so I'm an affiliate for it, so I tell people about it, and I would get 15%. And Target and Walmart have affiliate programs. Amazon has an affiliate program. So if I post my link about this yoga mat that I absolutely love, and any business could do this, but my yoga mat that I use, then people click the link and I get, it's like 4% or something right away. But in little ways like that, and also with, and most people think of these as being businesses for moms, but direct marketing or multi-level marketing. Like I was a Beachbody coach for a while. Now I'm more into essential oils. So going that way and building your team of, you know, essential oil people.
Who are you essential oiling with?
doTERRA.
Okay.
So we do at Mojo Fit Studios, Mojo is actually, or Kristen is a rep for them, because we do, and then I am too under her, but we do a monthly essential oils class here at Mojo, and it's just set up where it's a theme for the month. So July's is next Tuesday. We use 6 different essential oils. The theme is freedom with hip and chest openers, and we'll provide oils to people just, you know, through the class, and then tell them, you know, if you want to get them, you can order them online.
Holistic medicine is what we're talking about here, essentially, right? I mean, we've kind of went from yoga into holistic medicine, which is a increasing business, I think, over the last 10, 15, 20 years. 20 years ago, it was cuckoo stuff. I mean, it was conspiracy. It was hippie nonsense. And then when you start to see like Sanford accept doulas and that sort of thing, you can see where the holistic medicine is becoming a little more mainstream. Essential oils 20 years ago, it was considered hippie nonsense too. Now they're finding out the actual benefits of many of these different oils. Talk to me about the holistic industry and why have you gravitated towards it? You seem like you could... Get in the ways of nanotechnology, you know, robots and...
You know, I started in yoga because I wanted to be more flexible. It was basically physical completely.
You mentioned you're an athlete in college.
I was a high jumper on the track team. So I wanted... Wow. My last year of college, I wanted to improve my high jumping skills. So I started a yoga course for credit in college. And that's how I got into it. And then at first I hated it. Absolutely hated it. because it was hard and I was like an angry person and all this mind stuff. I'm like, no, I'm never going to get this. But 16 weeks later in that course, I was like, you know, I'm kind of hooked. This is pretty much amazing. So you have to give it time. I think I've seen more with that holistic stuff come about more and more because I think of like social media and the internet mm-hmm. and the rise of technology, because all of that gives you professionals in the field who can talk about it. It's easier to find the information and anything, I mean, to back up any claims. But people that are really passionate about it are sharing about it more and more, and it's so easy to see, and it's just put in front of your face. If you have a few friends that are interested, it's so much easier to do the word of mouth and just share with what you like. And it is our like Kristen said, our society is so rushed. And I think now we're finally getting to a point where, like, we need to not feel so rushed, because this isn't life. This isn't where we want to be. We want to feel happy. We want to feel peaceful. And what kind of things can help with that? If technology and smartphones aren't making our life easier, what else could?
Mindfulness. I'm hearing that term more and more.
Yes.
That's a big part of yoga. Do you see that becoming a commodity, like corn and soy and that sort of thing, like as a part of our daily...
I would hope so, and I think a lot of it too is celebrities are talking about meditation and having their meditation practice every day and how much it's helping those really high level people, and you see that they're balancing their life really well. You're like, wow, if it's working for them, maybe I should try it too, which I'm hoping does spread to other people. But mindfulness and practicing meditation and just noticing how your body feels rather than being so outside your body and you know, stressed out. So I would hope so that everyone starts doing
okay.
it.
Ashley Jonas, yoga entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my friend, he's got Asian heritage, and obviously where yoga is kind of originated from. And he mentioned to me one of the biggest problems that Americans have with understanding yoga or trying to attempt to do yoga is they believe there's a goal. There should be a goal. Do you know what I'm talking about? To
yes.
where Americans have a hard time embracing yoga because
yes.
goals have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that. What do you make of that comment?
I always say, well, people come to yoga and they do think right away maybe it's a competition. They're looking around and seeing how other people are doing. Sometimes it's because you're a beginner and you have no idea what you're doing. Oftentimes, though, yoga is not something where you need a goal, but you use yoga to reach your other goals in life oftentimes. And I'm not sure if that's the real purpose, but like for me, I wanted to do yoga to reach my goal as a high jumper. A lot of people want to do yoga to create a little more peace, maybe flexibility and strengthen their bodies to reach their goal as an athlete, physical, or their goal as, you know, a better mother or a less stressed boss of a business. So hopefully they're not coming to yoga to find a goal in yoga itself. So you don't do yoga to be good at yoga. You do yoga to be good at the rest of your life. And even though I know some people do come to yoga and do that more competitive nature, I would rather have people doing it than not doing it and still going about their lives. So to me, I'm kind of like, if you come to yoga and think there's a competition or there is a goal, that's great. But eventually in the course of your practice, you'll realize that that's not true. And that did happen for me. So I think you just have to give people more time because they didn't grow up that way. They grew up with, we got to win, everything's a competition, you got to get that job. It's just the way we're conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it takes us right away, you get into that way, but it does take you out of that mentality in a little while. Because I'm super competitive, but hopefully not so much in yoga anymore. It's been 6 or 7 years since I've been practicing. So you have to give people just time and patience to keep up with the practice.
How about your teacher, your educational role?
Oh, yes.
Talk to me about that. What is this class that you've got coming up? I saw that there's starting September.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Take over
so
from
in
there.
So in September, we are doing yoga teacher training. To be an official registered yoga teacher, so registered through Yoga Alliance, which is like the yogi governing body, you have to get, the first step is to get 200 hours of training. And so a lot of yoga studios will offer and teachers will offer a 200-hour yoga training. And we haven't yet offered that here. We've wanted to for years, but it just wasn't the right timing. We didn't have space to hire the teachers we would train. So we're finally getting there now. And it's in person. It's about 160 hours or 100, maybe it was 130 hours, but it's a full teacher training. It's almost like if you were to open a door, the 200-hour yoga training is just like holding onto the doorknob. It's just the beginning. So if you want to become a teacher in a yoga studio, you usually have to have that 200-hour certification that's registered through Yoga Alliance, most places. To be a teacher in a gym or somewhere that doesn't need the full credentials, usually you could do a weekend training, but we're offering the full huge yoga teacher training this fall, mostly for locals because it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a person with like a full-time job who can't get away for like a month at a time. Whereas my teacher training was a two-week intensive in Texas. I did get away for 3 weeks of that, but that's just not something that we're doing now. We're going to try out the evening and weekend mm-hmm. method.
Okay, and that starts September?
That starts September 5th. We are accepting applications and registrations at mojofitstudios.com. There's a teacher training link. And so there's a little application fee. The cost of it is $2,200 for early bird pricing. And then it's regular is $2,600, which is very, it's comparable to what's around here, if not a little less expensive. Mm-hmm. It is a big commitment. It's a big training. There's a lot involved, a lot of planning. We're going to have multiple teachers, a lot of different workshops and styles and lots of things in that. So it's really comprehensive. And so, it's comparable to a lot of the ones around here. But because it's our first one, too, we want to make sure it's really amazing. And the people that do come to this training are, you know, some of our students who have been here for years. We would love for them to become teachers because they know our style. So we're hoping to, you know, form, you know, little Kristens and little Ashleys to, and then make them their own in their own authentic way mm-hmm. to add more value to the space here and then in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
Do you guys have any other things coming up this fall that, you know, with school coming back, people's directions change? Mm-hmm. Do you guys do anything there or just kind of offer the same old classes?
Our classes, we add a few classes for the fall back again. We are every so often coming up with a bunch of workshops, and a lot of the workshops through the teacher training, which runs September to December, will be open to people who are not in the training. We're hoping to get more into kids events, kids yoga. We do offer birthday parties on weekends. That's kind of currently what we're offering now, but we're hoping to do more kids and family events. Mm-hmm. I think sometime in the fall would be really good. A lot of our teachers who are gone for summer break, a lot of our college-age teachers and some who just take more time off will be back for the fall. And maybe one day, even next year or the year after, hosting a retreat somewhere in like Costa Rica or somewhere sure. really cool. So we're still getting into those bigger ticket things that we would love to see here. It's just first this teacher training. Once mm-hmm. you get through that, then we'll kind of see where we are. And
well, it's great. You've got like the grandiose mm-hmm. dreams. Let's get there. Goals.
Yep.
But at the same time, you're realistic enough to say we have milestones and steps that we need to achieve before we can get out to the Cayman mm-hmm. Islands and do, you know, paddleboard yoga under the waterfall.
Like this weekend, for instance, this is through myself, but I'm hosting a bunch of friends at my mom's lake cabin for a yoga camping retreat. And it's more of a friend thing. It's kind of like a beta test to see how it would work to take a bunch of girls camping for 2 nights. And then if that works well, it could be something that would be like a mini retreat where we take them out somewhere and something where we'd provide all the food and actually have them pay for it. But this one's just a test for me to see mm-hmm. how it goes. And I also feel that same way as I wouldn't want to host a crazy retreat in the Cayman Islands unless I've been to a retreat or know how it's done, and I haven't been to one yet. So I'd like to go to one first. And I do love to travel, so I do, like my Budokan training is in Miami. I've been there 3 times. I went to London. I went to Greece. Most of my extra money, I guess, that I make goes to traveling and training and getting more education so that I can bring that education back here to Fargo where we are years behind where a lot of other bigger cities are currently. Mm-hmm. So I go to the bigger cities, take it, and then bring it back. And that's, I think, why we might be a little behind is because we're not in those, you know, areas where it's up and coming. It's so big, so we have to go there, do the experience, mm-hmm. and then bring it back.
Starts on the coast and works its way in. Yep. That's how it works. Final thoughts you might have, make sure you plug your business, mm-hmm. Your personal business, and also just anything else you might want to reiterate or anything we left out or just kind of take whatever direction you want for final thoughts.
Okay, well, I'm Ashley, and my website is ashleyjonas.com. I actually have a few websites, but they redirect to the same place pretty much, simplyashes.com and ashesyoga.com. So I'm on Instagram as ashesyoga, ashes_yoga, and that's, I have a...
Isn't that frustrating? Because I got the same thing. I've got three or four different brands out there, and they kind of, at the end, all funnel.
Yep.
But sometimes you got to take one or two extra steps, and it's so frustrating. And not to sidebar for a second, how do you deal with that? Because it's honestly, I have not come to terms with that pet peeve yet.
Yes. Well, it's and it's just constantly rebranding yourself. So when I made my blog Simply Ashes, or I bought my domain Ashley Jonas a long time ago when I was like, it's my name, or and I got to buy it right away. So I didn't do anything with it for a while. I just didn't want it taken. Simply Ashes comes from me heading more towards a minimalist lifestyle and wanting to simplify my lives. And so I live very simply, like simple apartment, simple, like no, almost no debt. Like I just have a few things. And so that was my blog and what I really wanted to promote. But then I got more into with my yoga affiliate stuff, and my Instagram was pretty big. So I've got ashesyoga.com. And so they all do kind of connect together. It's just, it's in then deciding and with clarity what I want to focus on, which ones exactly I need to do. So Ashley Jonas and simplyashes.com redirect to the same website.
Right.
And then Ashes Yoga is a place where you would find my events and my book private lessons. So it's more of the yoga side.
Right. Yeah, each one has their own little special thing.
So you just kind of deal with it and send people who ask to the right places. I think recently, though, I'm going to merge everything together and just make it back to just ashleyjonas.com. I think the best thing to do as a person, as an entrepreneur, is brand your name, brand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I switch from yoga, let's say I want to sell cars or something, I don't know, and do something very different, it's still me, and people will gravitate towards me and not just the product I'm offering.
Right. So what site do you want people to go to?
ashleyjonas.com. I do send out weekly email updates with different events. I do online. I also do videos, like 25-minute yoga videos from home, and I'll just send different updates with my schedule and different events coming up, so you can sign up for those. Also, I do offer a lot of little freebies, like a yoga sequencing worksheet, and people who are interested in specific things. So I have options on that website.
And that was Ashley Jonas, yoga entrepreneur with simpleashes.com. To listen to this entire podcast or other podcasts, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly Crude Life newsletter. We're also on social media. Check out our Facebook and Twitter pages and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And once again, I'd like to thank you kind folks for supporting us here at the Crude Life Media Network, our Crude Life podcast, by supporting our sponsors, Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Go to coachingwithhatch.com for more information. Coachingwithhatch.com. MBI Energy Services. For more information about MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job openings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. And that's it for this episode of the Crude Life Podcast. Till next time, be happy, and sometimes remember, life can be crude. My name is Jason Spies. We'll see you next time.
Because we're back to the way.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.